Hi, I'm Phil Palucha from Billionaires in Boxes, and you are about to enjoy an interview by Eric from the Kingdom ROI. Eric is one of our hand-selected guest hosts, and you're about to find out why.
Welcome to the Kingdom ROI Return on Intention Show. I'm your host, Eric L. Dunovit, the Kingdom ROI strategist. Families and businesses hire me to create, grow, and protect generational wealth by discovering that what they do in their family's living room matters more than what they do in their boardroom or advisor's conference room. On this show, I'm here to tell the stories of families and business owners who recognize that they didn't have a growth problem, they had a relationship and priority problem. We'll hear stories and the journey these families who recognize that business and financial growth weren't what mattered. They know that their relationships and priorities is what's going to determine their outcomes. So stick around to hear the hardships they've faced, the lessons they've learned, and the wisdom they wish they would have known along the way. Each story captures the blessings and the struggles of pursuing return on intention instead of return on investment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the next 40 minutes where we take the world's broken mindsets and systems and turn them upside down.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Kingdom ROI Return on Intention. And we have a very special episode for you today. Probably, I already told my producer, Chris, sitting here, I said, I think this is going to be our favorite episode ever. And we haven't even started recording yet. So joining me today are Debbie and Dennis Amaral. Debbie is host of a podcast called Freedom in the Kingdom. And if it's not on your listen list, I would even go so far as to tell you, like, unsubscribe from mine and go subscribe to hers if you're like out of podcasts to subscribe to, because I listen to her podcast every week and she has been such an incredible influence on me. And we're going to dive more into really understanding, you know, this is the Kingdom ROI show. So we talk about Kingdom ROI. And for a lot of people who've grown up in religion, the idea of kingdom may be foreign, or it may be something that you've never stepped into, but it is such an it's such an incredibly powerful concept. I remember when it was introduced to me about 3 or 4 years ago, it turned my life completely upside down. And Debbie has been boldly speaking about the kingdom, living the kingdom, and helping other people understand the kingdom. And we're going to talk more about that today. So Debbie and Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, before we get in, I gave a little bit of an introduction, but if you don't mind, tell the audience a little bit from your description about the two of you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my husband migrated to the United States when he was 12 years old with the great desire to own a pair of cowboy boots. Am I correct?
Amen.
He used to watch film out in Fort Bend here, St. Michael, with the John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. So when he migrated over to the United States, again, he was 12 years old. He briefly went to school. He hated it. He dropped out, worked in a sweatshop for a little while, and then came to work for my parents, who owned a bakery at that time. Okay. Now, right before he came to the bakery, he saw me working as a volunteer in that church, and he came in with a group of his friends. And what did you say?
I said, hey, guys, see that girl right there? And they said, yes, because I'm going to marry that girl.
I was 14. He was 16.
Wow.
Well, yeah. That's how it started.
And I
he did it.
And so y'all... Go ahead.
So I said, why do you want to marry me? At some point, he said, I want to show you the world. Mm-hmm. How much money?
$2. $2 was enough. But I did. I kept my word.
Yes, he did.
Well, I'm still keeping my word.
Amen.
And you ran your parents, or you ran the bakery for a number of years, yes?
35 years.
35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the world during then? Because I know you're seeing the world now. Were you seeing the world then as well?
Yeah. Yes, we did. Not as much, but we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not more than that.
We always took time to vacation. Mm-hmm. We always took time to have family time.
Mm-hmm.
Devotions every night with the kids.
Yes.
Weekends. with the kids, see the parents. A date night. Had a date night every Thursday.
Thursday.
It was our date night. And we did everything we were doing because we were running a business. Plus, we were in ministry, helping out with the church and helping our parents. And yeah, we still took time.
We did classes for grown kids.
God's Way.
All kids, God's Way for 17-week course.
Yeah.
And we did that for about 7-8 years. We did Dave Ramsey for all 9 years.
Yeah.
We did the Marriage on a Rock, for marriage and marriages. And yeah.
I may have for the first time found somebody who's taught Dave Ramsey more than I have.
And
I don't remember how many, I lost count somewhere around 14, not years, but 14 sessions that we taught through the Dave Ramsey course. So I love that your heart is there. Debbie and Dennis, tell us a little bit about your journey into the kingdom. And kind of, you know, how that became a reality for you. And then how, and I think from there, where we'll just kind of see where the Holy Spirit and God takes us from there.
And so what happened back in, we came to the Lord back in 1979. And that it was an evangelist that came up from Brazil. And he actually preached the kingdom, but he didn't call it the kingdom. Nor did he teach it like the keys that all, he didn't. Specify and say, this is the keys that unlock the benefits. But he did preach the kingdom. So fast forward, one morning back in 2000, I was having my prayer time, quiet time. And I remember being on the floor with my Bible in front of me. I was reading Matthew chapter 13, where Jesus went to the wayside by the seaside, and he was telling them about the parable of the sower. Got to verse 11 and said, unto you it's been given to know. They asked him, why do you speak in parables? And he said, unto you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But when I read that, the word you, John, he said, unto you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. I said, Lord, what are you talking about? What are the mysteries? Fast forward, we went to Chicago. We attended a church service there. And on that Wednesday, they announced that they were going to have a financial class. And their COO was going to, and their accountant was going to teach that class. We attended that class. While the woman was talking, God is saying to me, I want you to go back home and teach a class on kingdom finances with my principles. Okay, I didn't know what that meant. But when I got home, I got a download. I got the five lessons, which became five classes, which was seek first the kingdom, first things first. You'd see that in the book, first things first. You know, whose money is it anyway? The miracles in your house. Sowers versus eaters. I think like a little like rock or fox. So he downloaded all that. Now, as I'm studying it, that's when the Lord said to me, you have been following my kingdom principles, but now this is what you have been doing. You've been honoring your parents. You've honored the man of God. You've been sowing seed. You've been tithing, giving alms. So as the first fruits, yeah. So that's what I wrote in the book, because that's what we taught for many years in different churches. And then the Lord said to put it into a book. Yes, though, what has happened, Eric, and what we've seen, it's why many believers don't know about the kingdom, because the churches preach the gospel of salvation, not gospel of the kingdom. And the of salvation, it's great because Jesus is the door. He's the door. But beyond the door, there's so much more. So much that it wants to give us, but people don't, you know, we don't know how to access it. We don't even know that we have those benefits. I love Psalm 103 that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, right? It's all my sins and heals all my diseases. We have benefits that we are to access. Jesus Christ, when he came on the scene, he said, repent. The kingdom of God has arrived. Repent means change your mind, change your way of thinking, because he was bringing back the government. that they had lost. Men had lost his position. He lost government, his rulership in the garden, and he was back reintroducing what men had lost. And then he demonstrated the kingdom. We call it miracles, Eric. It's not miracles. It's a lifestyle in the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Healing the sick, raising the dead, it's a lifestyle.
That's right.
So what we've done is, Dennis and I, we have applied the principles as we were what a business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We also see that in Solomon. Solomon was demonstrating the kingdom, if you will, as a king. You can tell by the way he took care of his servants. He served them well. We believed in that. We believed in serving our customers well. I think we thought that was so very important. Serving our customers, representing the kingdom with, honesty, integrity. That was important, very important to us, because our name was out there. My mom's bakery was well known, and we took it to another level. Mm-hmm. But because it was not only our name, because it was the Lord's name was out there. We represented the kingdom of God, especially in a community where everybody was Catholic. It was mainly Catholics in our community. So when they found out that we were born-again Christians, they wanted no part of us.
Really?
But we remained faithful. We remained true, okay? And we continued to serve them well. If they would, the ones that would have us, we continued to serve them well. And that contribute a lot to our success. We also,
when we took over the business, when her parents, they became born again believers, everybody that used to do the feasts and the one and our bread, they cut them off. But when we came in, my thing was, I want to do the best I can. I want to serve my customers well and bring them quality. And my friend didn't understand. I said, I don't want to think about the money. My focus was, now I understand why. Mm-hmm. My focus was serve the clients well, give them the quality that they need, and the service and the bread. We used to make breads, the sweet bread. And the money will come.
Amen.
And with that model, that's the same model that Solomon did, Jesus did. Now we're finding all this out now. Not sure, because I've seen your videos, and you're doing the same thing. Yeah. You are serving the people. And that's the key of the kingdom, servant.
Well, it's so interesting, because we get caught up in this worldly mindset that, at the end of the day, it's about, what the world tells us, and I talk about this a lot, is that return on investment is what matters. It's out the dollar. What's profitability look like? And God's kingdom so upside down, Matthew 6:33, it's seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And basically God's like, I'll take care of profitability. And that's what you discovered, along the way. But I guess maybe even what I would ask, because we're going to have people who are listening who are like, this idea of kingdom is new to them, because I found this, spend a lot of time in church, and kingdom is sometime else. It's not right now. And yet when you start to really unpack scripture, like maybe, and Debbie, your podcast talks a lot about this. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go listen. If you're like, I want to know more about kingdom, go listen more to Debbie's podcast. But while I have you here, like, what are the top two or three misconceptions that most believers have about kingdom that could completely change their lives?
The misconceptions, just like you said, is they think that the kingdom is for the future.
Mm.
It's not for today. It's not for now. It's the good old by and by. We're going to get it. We're going to have prosperity, the health, everything that we want when we get there.
Yeah.
That's what I see with, the biggest drawback. Mm-hmm. And it's what's hindering them from prospering, from getting their healing. Maybe it's God's will to heal. Maybe it's not. And they don't look at it as it's a government. The kingdom of God is a government. They don't look at it. It's very We made it a religion. Mm-hmm. It's all about a religion. And Jesus Christ did not bring a religion. Religion was here when he got here.
That's right.
That Pharisee. It was already here.
That's it.
The Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is a legal book. It's a law book. It's legal. It's a legal matter.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. It makes total sense. What were kind of along the way, tell us a little bit about some of your journey of, because as you're discovering this and you've been doing this, I've got to imagine you made some mistakes. I mean, because especially if you came up in religion, this had to change your thinking. And yes, you begin to get it, but tell some stories of like where God's kingdom became very, like it wasn't tangible to you, but then you experienced it and then it became tangible to you.
Okay, I can give you two stories. One was when one of our largest vendors claimed bankruptcy, okay? And they owed us quite a bit of money. Another vendor of ours decided to be our competitor, if you will, and they started making bread too. Well, this all happened when we were building the addition because we were expanding, we were growing. Yeah. So this was a big setback for us, big setback. Okay, so Dennis, of course, he could not get paid. He didn't get a salary for over a year, close to 2 years. There was no salary. And he began to grind and toil. You know, what can we do? What do they want to do? And try this, let's try that. Okay. Meanwhile, I was homeschooling, besides all this, one of the business. And Wednesdays was our prayer time. We get together and pray. Mm. And, you know, they're seeking the Lord in prayer. He revealed, and I just knew that everything was going to be all right. And he was going to bring us an account. We had a prophecy that he was going to bring an account from a place that we least expected. And sure enough, as we stood on the word, we confessed the word. I declared the word. He gave me Deuteronomy chapter 8. Okay, that bread would not be scared. If you went to the bakery today, you'd see a big sign, 10 feet by 20 feet, we put it up there, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, bread would not be, he kept his promise. That's the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, when COVID hit, all the bakeries there in our area were closing shop. They were all coming to us because we could supply them. That's the kingdom. We were actually growing.
My daughter had to hire more people.
Our daughter had to hire more people. That's the kingdom of God in operation. It's about multiplication.
Yes.
You know, with addition and multiplication, not division or subtraction. Amen. The other thing recently that happened too was the Lord told us that we were going to, this is how the kingdom operates. You know, it's the world is buying and selling. The kingdom is sowing and reaping, right? Mm. And the currency of the kingdom is faith. That's how we access everything, right? By faith. So we got a word. One of the pastors, what the beloved pastor was preaching, and he said, you are going to buy the apartments you can't afford. Well, we took that in, okay?
That was seed. That was seed.
Yes. Okay, so one time we're here in St. Michael, and we rent out our apartments with a company called Green Vacations. So we met with the director. He was talking to us, and he also runs an orphanage here. And my husband asked him a question that he asks everybody. What is your dream? Is this what you want to do? Is this your dream, rent an orphanage? Oh, no, he said. He said, my wife and I have a dream to one day own and operate a private assisted living business here on the island. Oh, that's wonderful. We start begin talking to him. Okay.
Can I see your plan?
Yeah. Can I see your business plan? Can I see what you have in mind?
I was just playing when I said, your plan. And he said, yes, come in tomorrow and I'll show you everything.
A business plan.
I said, wow, this guy means business.
Yeah.
So when we met with him, he said, oh, you know something? You know who could help you, take you? We can only help you so far, but you're going to need investors. Let's get my son. So we got my son connected with him. My son was here on the island. And like when he flew in, we're having breakfast one morning. And my husband said, son, where are we going to get these investments? We had been searching, seeking out. Some said they were going to come in. Well, we're having breakfast at a cafe. And the husband, my husband said, you know, if we come into this too, I don't like debt, son. I want to pay this off. But dad, we need to get invested. Let me invest it. But son, I don't like debt. They're going back and forth, okay? When we get up from the table, we're walking out. And this gentleman stands up between my husband and my son. And he speaks English, which was unusual, but it was a tourist, okay? And he looked at my husband. He said, listen to your son. He was listening to the conversation all along. My son looked at him. He looked at my son. He said, Coach Tom?
What?
They knew one another. Do you know that Tom became an investor? He came in with $350,000. And we got the 26 apartments.
Yeah, that was when he showed me the plan. I said, wow, this is great. But when we went to go see the house that they were looking at, I said, wow, this is too small. And the Lord was already talking to us about the apartments. Then a friend of ours said, Dennis, I know there was a place that went bankrupt in 2008. Would you like to go see it?
What?
I said,
yeah.
I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, yeah, I'd like to see it. When I got there, I actually closed my mouth all the time because I'm saying, there's no way. This is 26 apartments. And I'm saying, oh my. And we say, how are we going to do this?
And not only that building, those 26, was originally for an assisted living that went bankrupt. 2008. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how we came in with no money. But we had a word from the Lord. That's what I really want to stress, because the word, God has a word for us.
Mm-hmm.
Clear that when we hang on to that word by faith, He wants to do extraordinary things for us. He wants to take us to another level. He wants us to live on another level. He wants to take our business to another level. He wants to take our imports and export business to another level. Our podcast, our books, to another level. That's the kingdom. We should, like Dennis says all the time, we're not competing. We're dominating markets. As kingdom citizens, we're not competing with anybody. We're dominating. We know who we are. We know what belongs to us. They have our property. That belongs to us. God had given us a word that we were going to build up the ruined places. I wish you could see. If you ever come to St. Michael, we'll give you a tour and show you what this young couple has done and how beautiful these apartments are. And we are the owners. They are the tenants.
But it's funny. We go a little bit further. But the word says, seek the kingdom first.
Yes.
All the other things will be added.
Yeah, to
not, you don't have to chase it.
Yeah.
It will be added to us. Right. So we've been seeing the kingdom all our lives, even through our business. Like, we didn't chase Walmart. They chased us. Yeah. We chased Jake. They chased us for to service them.
Yeah.
And this has been our model, not knowing that was the kingdom. When we learned this, with these apartments, these bankers, lawyers, we can go on and tell you stories. There's not enough time. Like, yes, the lawyers, for when we closed the property, a lawyer had to be there all day because it was one, we broke it down for one section, each one, instead of the whole piece. So you had to be in the finances, in the finances all day to register all this. And they said, no, you don't have to go. We'll take care of it.
We'll do the work for you. Isn't that favor?
Yeah.
That's the kingdom.
That's the kingdom.
That's the kingdom.
But I want to express something, especially to our listeners, because this has been my own journey, my own experience, is that kingdom, you said this earlier, and maybe not exactly the way that I'm going to say it, but a kingdom is experienced through faith. Without faith, you don't get to walk into kingdom. Because many times the kingdom journey, although it is like, man, I can't believe that happened, if you don't step out into the moment of like the chasm of that's, and I don't want to call it fear because God is not a God of fear, but the place that makes your stomach go, this really is going to have to be a God thing. And I'm going to have to trust his word and know what his word says. That it's sometimes I think we miss out on the kingdom because our faith, we don't have a strong enough faith in who he is and what he already said.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. And to go back to the apocalypse, that initial investor who came up with that $350,000 sometime later, maybe a year later or so, he wanted out and he wanted to get paid. But thank God we had sold out a house, so we were able to pay him back. So then we went to the bank to get the rest of the money, but we are believing debt-free, debt cancellation. I don't know how God's going to do it. We go to the builder, we talk to him, we say, we call you paid in Jesus' name. That's kingdom living.
It is.
That's a moment.
It's radical, Bob.
Radical.
Well, but I mean, I'm even reflecting on my own life, and you're expressing this, and this is your interview, not mine, but I was reflecting this back to my teams the other day, as I cannot tell you how many times, like, if you live a life off the balance sheet and off of the cash flow, there are many things God has called me to do that would make no sense to financial reporting. And when you live in a world of return on investment, says, well, the financials don't work. The balance sheet doesn't work. The cash flow doesn't work. Yeah, but my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he said it's going to work, so I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Faith doesn't make sense. Right?
Yeah.
But that's the kingdom.
And sometimes you hear people preaching that the God is the God of the hills and the cattle, but they have no beef. And there's something wrong with that. You're going to have beef if he's the God of the hills and the cows.
Yep. Well, I don't know about you. I was reflecting the other day. I've had times where my balance sheet and my cash flow reflected what wasn't reality. Let me tell you what I mean. Meaning, like, there was the cash flow was gone. The balance sheet looked very, very low. But I reflect back, and you think about the Israelites in Egypt from manna. I had everything that I needed. I was never living in a moment of lack. You go back to seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, and you have all you need, right? I mean, all these things will be given to you. And in all of those moments, a banker or someone may have looked at that moment and said, oh, you're going to have to do something different. I'm like, no, this is exactly what God's called me to. And the provision was 100%. There was nothing. We didn't cut back. We didn't do anything. We just kept living, and God's provision was perfect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He never fails. There's no, in his kingdom economy, there's no downtrend.
No.
There's no inflation, deflation. There's none of that. Most of all, there's no corruption in his government.
And we should be prospering when in the world economy, in the world's kingdoms, when they are down and they are out, we should be rising.
Mm.
That's kingdom.
Amen.
When there was famine in Egypt, guess what? His children were prospering.
But you were talking about this. I'm going to keep coming back to your podcast because it's so important. You spent several episodes. This is why it's so important to know what the word of God says. I mean, religion says sit in a pew and let somebody else tell you what God's word says. And faith and kingdom says know what my word says so that you can stand on my word for the sake of the kingdom. And I think that's a lot of time what we miss.
That, yes. Oh, the word is so important. Declare it's important to get a now word from God, right? Because I was reading just yesterday when there was a famine in the land, and Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, but God told him to stay in the land and sow there, right?
Yeah.
And then he prospered there, but he got a now word. His father Abraham was allowed to go to Egypt. He got the word to go to Egypt. But not Isaac. He was supposed to stay there and sow there during the famine. And he became very rich, right? So rich that the Philistines were jealous of him and kicked him out of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct.
So what's that telling you? It's important to get a now word and move. God gives you that word. You declare that word. When he opens a door, you walk through it. The other day, I was meditating on the word, and again, the Lord said to me, I want to give you land. Land? I said, wow. I said, damn, I believe God wants to give us land. I said, okay. So I had a couple of friends, their lawyer friends, came over to the house, and I said, chill. God's been talking to me. He wants to give us land. And she said, the next land. He said, I was reading Joseph when he called his father came and the brothers, and he gave them the best land. Eric, fast forward, maybe 2 weeks later, her husband was an attorney. He's an in-house attorney for this large company. He said, Debbie, do you want 75 acres of land for free?
No, he didn't.
Yes.
I love that.
Do you want 75 acres of land? I said, let's go look at it. Well, let's see what we can do with it. You know, we put a camp on the beach. You know, we're walking the land. And you know, what are we going to do with this? This is right before I left to come to St. Michael. So when we get back, we've got some decisions to make. But this is what I'm talking about. It's way out there. People think you're crazy. But we believe. Believe. Believe, Jesus said.
You know, believe. And if the Bible, there's words in the Bible about land.
Yeah.
There's 1,700 and something words, land. Wow. The Bible is all about real estate.
Yeah.
If you look at it. And there's 1,400 and I think 55 sentences on land. That's what the Bible is about, land.
So I'm a graduate of Caris Bible School. And in Caris, my third year, I studied the business, kingdom finances. And Billy Epper, I mentioned him in my book, was teaching the class. And Billy is involved with microfinancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Eric, when I heard about that, and Dennis and I, we talked about it, we prayed about it, and we invested with Tricord Global, okay? Because when we invest with Tricord Global, your money is being lent to the nations. And that's what it says in Deuteronomy 20, you shall lend to the nations. Yes. I've done investments, I bought, sold, what have you. But the greatest joy that I had was knowing that I was lending my money to the nations.
Mm.
We lent it in, that thing was Dennis's name on my name. So we said, well, let's go another one. Let's save somebody and we'll do one in my name, then the kids' names. Okay. My accountant calls me up one day and he says, Deb, are you sitting down? Because you got to get ready. You got to pay your taxes. I said, Helder. He tells me the amount. Okay. Helder, what are you? Are you in Massachusetts or are you in Florida? And he says, I'm in Florida. When you come back up, I want to have lunch because I want to pick your brain. I want to move to Florida. I want to become a resident of Florida. You know where I'm going this, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so we met. Okay, I became a resident of Florida because I was not going to give my money to Uncle Sam when I could give it to Tribe Called Global and lend my money to the nations. So in between this, we're listening to, again, Mighty Man of God, and we get a word. You are going to buy a house fully furnished, fully prepared, fully furnished, fully prepared. We took it. Fast forward. We go down to Florida. Okay. You know we're going to be residents there. I found a realtor on YouTube, happened to be a believer. He takes us around and he showed us one of some. This is like our third day in. We don't have much time. No, this is not it. So Dennis says the next day, let's go back and look at that villa. I said, man, Dan, I really don't like it, but okay, let's go. On our way to go look at that villa, we see a villa for sale by owner. Called the number. I said, hello, I'm outside. Would love to see your villa. She said, oh, my house is a mess. Oh, I don't mind messes, I said. She said, well, come on in. So we came in. Okay. She said, wow. He's selling everything fully furnished.
Of course.
As we are there, the realtor texts me that address and say, while you're in their area, you're going to go back and look at the other one. While you're there, you might want to look at this one. 55, 25, Candlestick, you know, whatever. And you might want to look at that. And I text them back. I'm here. We're negotiating. Guess what villa we bought?
That's the one. Yeah. Holy. Yeah. So encouraging. Yes. Yes.
First the kingdom. Seeing first the kingdom of God and everything else. No visa. Don't worry what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're wearing. Don't care about your life. Seek first the king. He will take care of you. He's a good, good father. He will provide.
Amen. 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 Well, we could go on forever. We're going to run out of time. They unfortunately give me a time limit on how long we can do these things, but I love these stories. Debbie Dennis, I've mentioned the podcast a little bit. You also, I want to give you just a little bit of time, plug your book, because I know your book is being, so your book is out, but it's also being translated into other languages. And also God has given you a word that it's going to go into multiple languages. So talk a little bit about the podcast and the book and any of the other things that you guys have going on where people could connect with you.
Okay, so Freedom in the Kingdom is our podcast, and the book is called Creating Wealth and Lasting Riches. Yet it's just recently been translated into Spanish, hopefully soon into Portuguese. And we're beginning to launch Strategic Kingdom Solutions, which is a coaching and consulting group made up of 7 dynamic transformational life coaches. So I'm not up and running yet, but it should be shortly. But if anybody wants to connect, that my email address is thekingsdaughteralways@gmail.com. I'm a transformational money mindset coach, and I help women from all walks of life deal with money traumas. And you hear on my podcast. So we're here to serve.
And I think that that's it. I wish, again, we had more time because you had such incredible stories. I think. It would be worth your time, especially if you're someone who's grown up with money trauma. That may be kind of the first thing to kind of step through that then can help you see the kingdom. Because I think having experienced some of my own money trauma, it was the trauma of that which caused me to then doubt that God could do what he said he could do. And so I would encourage you to, you know, reach out to Debbie and to deal with that, because we all deserve to live in the kingdom that's been given to us anyway. Why would we let the enemy rob us of that?
It belongs. That's right.
Amen. So well said.
Yes.
Amen.
So thank you so much for being here. Dennis, Debbie, this has been just a joy, just been a pleasure. And thank you for just telling your story. And I hope that people reach out to you. And I hope that your podcast is just wildly successful, because so many believers and even non-believers need the message of the kingdom to, you know, God wants to use us to change the generations, and it's just about us living the potential of the price that Christ paid for inside of his
kingdom. Yes. Totally.
So, all right, everyone, we will be with you again next week. Thank you so much for joining us. And Debbie, Dennis, thank you again for being here. God bless you. Everyone have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Derek. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me for the Kingdom ROI Return on Intention podcast. If you're a business owner or a family who recognizes that what you're doing in your family's living room matters more than what you do in boardrooms or advisors' conference rooms, you're open to sharing the ups and downs of the journey and would like to be a guest on the show, then I would invite you to apply by visiting our website, www.kingdomroi.org.
Thank you for enjoying this content by Billionaires in Boxes. If you would like to be a guest or a host, be sure to get in contact with us at billionairesinboxes.com.